So Ben and I are going to just pop up here and talk a little bit, set the stage, not only for the show, but also for the association. As Marty said, we were in a big all-day board meeting yesterday. And honestly, this really, Content Protection Summit every year is kind of, it's the closing of one year and the start of another. Interesting that the holidays usually do that for us at the end of the year. But ultimately, we like to get up here and really talk about, all right, how'd we do this year, and how and what are we planning for next year? And of course, you know, the big achievement this year for CDSA was the TPN, the Trusted Partner Network. Obviously, that's huge, so we should talk a little bit about that. But the other exciting news is yesterday we, as the executive committee recommended and the board approved, an extension of your term as chairman of the board of CDSA. So let's give a round of applause also for a two-year term served.
Thank you.
And also, there is a transition in terms of, it, I guess everybody notices because your title's up there on the screen, Ben. You switched allegiance in your roles.
Yeah, it's been a big year. So just to, I guess, to your first point, kind of in terms of accomplishments for 2018. So when we were sat on stage this time last year, we really formally unveiled the TPN concept and all of our initiatives around that space. And it has rightly so been the focus of most of our energy, but it is important, and actually a lot of our work over the last 2 or 3 months has been to have all of the TPN initiatives, the work groups, the governance, kind of sit in a side to the CDSA and allow us to kind of strategize not only in relation to the TPN work, but what is the CDSA going to be focused on for the next 5 years. So. Yeah, we have some really, really exciting opportunities that TPN presents us. The collaboration with the MPA has been enormous and fantastic, and we're starting to get through the initial phases of familiarity with what the TPN concept is and what the benefits are, and also just a general sense that it has some forward momentum and it's going to be achieving things in addition to what you see on the TTPN.org website.
Right, which is, yes, but scratches the surface in terms of where we are. So, look, obviously, our first year is about the past issue, right? It's almost like looking in the rearview mirror, right? Because site security is the number one focus and has been at the launch of TPN and basically getting everybody aligned, studios and vendors alike, around the idea of being in a portal and the idea of having a, it's not even really pure transparency, but at least it's an easier, you know, as you've said in the past, it's kind of an Angie's List approach without all the without all the comments. But ultimately, that is something that we'll be transitioning in April. Once we get to our 1 year mark, we do have a phase two that's rolling out. And I think the important thing is also to understand that, and I don't think that phase two is the end either. But what you'll hear in the afternoon, if you do stick around, is exactly from the chair of that working group and also from that committee. But let's talk about that transition, because I know there's been a lot of work going on in the background by those working groups and by the group that you chair as CTO at TPN.
Yeah, so TPN is a joint venture. It's not it's something that the CDSA and the MPA contribute to, but it's its own entity, and it has its own governance function, its own executive board, its own work groups. So exactly as Guy said, you know, our first step was to retire the MPA audit programs, the CDSA audit programs. Step one, just take everything that's functioning as it is in the historical state, cover that with at least equivalent capability, and then start to introduce some additional functions as we prepare for phase two. There's a couple of the additional services that you'll hear more about this afternoon are our around awareness. So the ability to push out baseline training at scale and be able to have content and information owners verify which employees or which facilities have undertaken that training, and also build a community of security advocates across all of these service providers and give them security awareness, help make sure that they're aware of broad security topics, and also kind of segueing a little bit into something we're going to speak about in a few minutes, threat data. So a lot of our studios and our other information and content owner representatives get relative real-time threat data from a number of sources, but our vendor community doesn't. So how do we extend that real-time threat correlation capability to the vendor community? So that's something that's coming up soon.
Absolutely. And speaking to other things, I mean, obviously TPN has been a tremendous part of our board meetings for years, getting the framework together, having the negotiations and discussions to be able to launch it was so huge. So it's kind of nice also to move on and get it out of the number one topic and get back to some of the other things that CDSA is and does. So a couple of great updates around that. We're having increased activity with our European committee, which is chaired by Alex Pickering, who's one of the keynotes. We'll be up here in a little bit talking about some things at the BBC. But that's certainly a huge initiative as we take that message of TPN across broader Europe. And the television production working group, which we have sessions on here as well, right, which is now turned into just the production security working group. That was something that we wanted to focus on film and television, but a tremendous effort. You're going to learn about that as well in some of the sessions.
Yeah, I think everybody's familiar to want some degree the MPA best practices, and that will continue to be the foundation of a lot of the industry security baseline work that we do. One of the focuses that the guy's kind of alluding to there is through TPN, through the CDSA, we'll be producing more guidance documents. So the film and television production guidelines document is one of our first documents. I think it's going online on the CDSA website today. But there will be more of those, our best practices documents for a number of specific workflows, from film and TV to potentially other opportunities like consumer products, video games development. There's a lot of opportunities in the hopper that we are building out the bandwidth and the capability to start to process.
Excellent. And I think the other thing also is of course, you know, standards documents, right? They tend to be long, and it's a slog to read through them, but they're so important. One of the other things that we like to emphasize is community and speaking to the right audience. So kind of transmuting those things into simple one-page, guidelines, best practices that are understandable by some of the people who may not have security at the forefront. I think that's, an overarching goal of CDSA is the enculturation of security within our industry. And it's present in a lot of areas, all right, especially around your team and the teams that work on it. But we want to extend this out. This isn't also just around the producer and the director. This is the hairdresser. This is the catering company. This is the set stylist and the prop master. It's just interesting because you would think that as an industry we'd be much more driven by this. But certain studios have certainly taken a lead, right, dependent upon resource and vision and focus and property. But the reality is we can do better as an industry, and that community is really what drives all of these conversations so that we're all on the same page. And also not something that's quite so prescriptive that you feel it's taking, you're having to compromise your own company's integrity or brand or culture. We're offering those best practices and guidelines up to anybody to reskin and utilize in their workflows and in their environments.
And also the ability through our various different work groups to come and contribute, help make them better. If they don't meet your needs or you think they should be changed or modified or additional materials, get involved. That's really what we're presenting here, is the opportunity to be part of this community, help build the future of security services, security baselines, training, awareness, and ultimately culture. That's our primary objective, is how do we affect the security culture in our industry. Common terminology of sorts, common practices. A number of individuals in our industry move from one company to the next, one production to the next, one client to the next. It's really, really helpful if we're all speaking the same language.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a common theme. Is Cyril Rickles and Abdi in the room here? Okay, so the French gentleman at the back of the room there has his hand raised. He's going to be talking about our, sorry to embarrass you there, Cyril. He's going to be talking about our Guardians program, which is one of the kind of branded initiatives relating to cultural change. So attend his session. It's a really great project. Or grab him in the hallway and ask him some questions. There's a lot of great work and a lot of great opportunity that's yet to be defined.
I just thought of a great panel of Cyril and Eric Deal, the French perspective.
We'll bring a translator.
Exactly. I'll stand on the side of the stage and shout it out like Garrett Morris from Saturday Night Live. wonderful also to have such a great group of people involved. I think that's the other part of community. It's not like a top-down approach. We've done a lot of burble up, I think, with executive buy-in at the top, which is critical. But I think ultimately it's about having that camaraderie, understanding people's pain points. We're all basically doing the same thing, right? We should compete around talent and story and reach, not necessarily around what we would consider like the back office. I mean, those things are pretty straightforward. You know, we and as an association, having moved through many markets and many areas, we find the places where there's a perceived competitive advantage. But the reality is we're all doing the same thing, and a little bit of guidance helps the smaller companies also. It's not something that burble up mentality also says, you know what, this is good for everybody, and why not give everybody those tools? And I think that's been an incredible a hallmark of your chairmanship also, and an extension also of Richard Atkinson, who was obviously before you, who we gave an award to last year. But I'm just excited to be working with you again for another couple years, even though you're at a new studio, and I'm sure you're going to have some busy days ahead of you of transforming that organization and getting enculturated with them. But ultimately, it's important to say thank you. We appreciate your hard work, everything that you've done in the background. We appreciate also your open arms in terms of meeting with other companies and inviting them into the fold. And I don't think Marty and I could have done this next phase without you. So ultimately, let's give a big round of applause for Ben Stanbury. Thank you so much for setting the stage here.